Blog Talk Radio.
Koda, Mojuba, Asheda, Mojuba, Alua, Mi, Apolabi, Pega, Mojuba, Araba, Mi, Adesanya, Awuyade, Mojuba, Ogute, Compound, Oje, Remo, Mojuba, Baba, Mojuba, Yeye, Mojuba, Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba, Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba, Egungun, to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and, of course, New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of 2013, and we invite you to support us and our sponsors, KBUCA Publishing, Inc. You can find KBUCA Publishing, Inc. on Facebook as well as on the World Wide Web and at Amazon.com. You can find our publications there. Also, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by my co-host, Dr. James Jones out of Houston, Texas. You can find Manhood, Race, and Culture on Facebook as a like and group page and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. So tonight we are going to get engaged into an in-depth conversation and just get an update from our brother who is behind enemy lines in the state of Georgia. There's a lot going on in the state of Georgia as it concerns the Department of Justice and the abuse of power, abuse of humanity, and abuse of our brothers and sisters who are, as we say, behind enemy lines, and not only incarcerated, but have had to survive this virus for the past 2+ years. So tonight we have joining us a brother from, do you want to give your facility?
On Willard Correctional Facility.
Ashe. So please introduce yourself and let the listeners know exactly what is going on there.
Greetings. My name is Mind State. I've been incarcerated for several years. But I never been through this type of issue that I'm going through or seen so much drastic things going on at this facility. The corona, tuberculosis, staff is very, very bad here. We don't get no support on trying to defeat that or try to get it go against the virus, period. We don't get no cleaning products. We don't get no soaps, no hand washing, no daily masks that can fight this virus. There's several dorms and buildings that's on quarantine right now, but these guys are still coming out. Inmates are still coming out in and out of their dorms, which they can contract it or they can just pass it off at any time. Due to short of help, it's really bad because we don't get, guys, them passed away drastically at this prison. Several guys I know personally done did just by understaffing them, not, checking the rooms. Anybody sick, they're not checking the rooms. They're not doing none of that. Medical staff is real bad here. There's nothing going on with medical staff. You got to put a sick call in if you're very sick. Even if it's an emergency, you got to put a sick call in. They'll probably see you in 2 days if possible. Yeah, but it's very destructive here when it comes to safety, when it comes to your health as well. And I'm fed up with it. I've been really fed up with it. I'm reaching out by all means necessary. I'm reaching out to get help, not just for me, but for everybody that's around me, because if it affect me, it's going to affect them, and if it affect them, it's going to affect me. I'm not trying to get affected by nothing, whether by any means necessary.
Now, for those who are unfamiliar with, the day-to-day, occurrences that happen behind enemy lines. Now, tell us what the difference is, even though it was oppressive probably before the virus, how have things gotten aggressively and progressively worse to the state that they're at now?
It got very worried due to the fact that it's no respect. It wasn't on the beginning, but it's definitely no respect right now. There's no care or concern right now about nobody. And it's creating inmates to go against inmates drastically. They'll use certain inmates to use their voice to do this or demonstrate this type of issue. But, it's just by separating us with this virus, saying 10 people might be contaminated or 5 people might be contaminated, they'll separate the situation to the fact that everybody is involved in due process as far as your health. Your health is going down. It's no help. It's no chemicals being passed out so we can clean our areas. They yell every day we out of bleach, we out of disinfectant, we out of masks. It just got bad. You got officers that walked off the job. You got officers that caught coronavirus and left. They ain't never came back. So it's so worse right now because there's no help. And it's a scare right now. It's definitely a scare, and it's mm-hmm. really under educational. It's really under educational towards a lot of inmates. You know, they just go on and you know what the nurses say or what the officers say, or what they just look at TV and just see things that's not around their area and be concerned not with nothing. You know what I'm saying? So they are educated on a lot of health concerns, what's going on with this virus, as well as other viruses that are going on at this institution.
Yeah, because I don't think people really realize, like, if you are definitely exposed to corona, you're also being exposed to TB and other, you know, highly communicable diseases. And for you all not to have, like, the basic necessities, in your mind, does that warrant human rights violation or at least a constitutional rights violation?
It's a major violation. It violates everything we got as far as rights, constitution, everything, even our self rights. You know, just our health rights, our Eighth Amendment rights. You know, it's major because, and you know, if somebody passed from it, they hide a lot of things. You know, the audit coming up next week, so you know they got us cleaning. They want us to help clean this institution. They want to help us. They want us to help paint over rust, clean, paint over dirt, do all that. And we're not getting rewarded as far as what's right for us, you know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody standing up to that because they don't, you know, a lot of them blind. So a lot of them just don't care because of the, you know, the necessity that they got going on with them around this institution. But it's major violations every day. It's one now. Ain't no officers coming around, you know, making sure inmates, you know, is right. You got guys still sick. It's two dorms that's next door to me that's quarantined right now. But these guys come in and out. Officers go in and out of there without no gloves, without no mask, without their little coats they supposed to have on, and come straight in here and count as well. So that they still be passing the virus on and not even care. Period. So yeah, it's major violations going on.
Now, you mentioned that when we talked previously that there's an investigation going on with the Georgia Department of Corrections. Can you talk a little bit about that investigation, and have you seen hide nor hair of any of these investigators at this point?
Oh, yes, it's a major investigation going on with the commissioner over the prison system and the governor of Georgia due to the Eighth Amendment. Yes, and it's been, you know, out of you that comes six months to a year, but since the investigation, you know, is upholding, it come every week and a half to 2 weeks, which is good on our part because they can come and see things that's really not corrected as they, you know, as they come, you know, ain't nothing corrected. They violating us due to, you know, I got a contact with OSHA during the chemical issue. You know how we get our chemicals, you know. And, you know, it gives one bottle of bleach. I'm talking about a bottle of bleach. Clean 12 showers with. And when the audit came through, you know, they try to get us, they try to fix all that. They try to fix everything that's broken until that time is over with. Because, you know, they come three days, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. They stay 3 days trying to find out what's going on with this system. But, yeah, Georgia, really, you know, they shut one of the biggest prisons now, which is called GSP, Georgia State Prison, which was opened up in 1933, which held so many, you know, it's really a directory. You know, it's like a quarantine. You got to go through this prison to even get to other prisons. Everybody got to touch this prison grounds to even go to other prisons. They just shut it down. They just shut it down due to everything that's going on from the corona, from short staff, from abuse of inmates, from homicide. You know, it's been 55 unrelated homicides at that prison. It's been 43 here unrelated since I've been here, like a year and a half, unrelated, you know, deaths here. You know what I'm saying? They're cleaning up. A close friend of mine, a brother of mine, a good brother, a close friend of mine, just passed away last year in my face, you know, in my face, right in my face. So, you know, it's a lot going on with this, you know, Georgia system, prison system. We just got to continue to fight against it. And I guarantee you, you know, everything going to come out right.
Ashe, you mentioned that you had contacted OSHA. What was the result of that, if any, and what is the complaint process, both inside and outside, for those people that may want to support you?
My complaint was that, you know, the chemical issue, we're not getting the right chemicals, we're not getting bleach, we're not getting disinfected, you know, to clean ourselves. to clean the dorm, to clean the style. It's one mop in here. It's one mop in here to clean the whole dorm or to clean everybody's space. Like, it's probably 40 cells in here. And to clean the shower with the mop closet always locked and closed, so you can't rinse the mop out, none of that. So, you know, we got guys that know how to clean from being at home to or just being here, you know, for a minute. You know, we got to clean our floor with a rag. We clean our walls with, or, you know, I had to buy me a broom, a personal broom. I got to buy my own broom from somewhere else around the corner, you know what I'm saying? But it's OSHA came, and when they came, you know, they came hard. But these facilities, you know, they did their job for 1 week. After that, it was over with. After cleaning was over with. You know, we definitely need help on that. Cause I know OSHA, one thing about OSHA, they'll pull up. They pulling up, they coming. You know, it's a real serious issue. But we just need the help from the outside. We need all the help we need from the outside to even get everything accomplished here, because they can listen to us as well, you know, and we can write it up as well, you know, grievances. But sometimes they run out of grievances. They talking about they ain't got no grievances. So we can't too much go at them in full force how we want to go at them, because, you know, they use excuses to lock us down, and guys scared of that. They use excuses to take your stove, and guys definitely scared of that. So we need outside help to generate everything that's going on with these complaints.
Okay, I want to let the listeners know that if you need assistance with making a complaint, the National Freedom and Justice Movement is here to aid and assist with doing that. The statement that we've put out in support of the prisoners in the state of Georgia, we posted several things on social media. We've made also a video so that people can see firsthand the actual, you know, inside, to get an idea on a personal level. You know, we should take this personally, that this is happening to our brothers and sisters who are behind the walls. The Department of Justice has, when this virus first started, initiated several enforceable requirements that they expected the institutions to follow, right? But unless people know that these requirements are out here, there's really no pressure on the Department of Justice or the Department of Corrections in the state of Georgia or anywhere else to actually adhere to what they're supposed to be doing. So, of course, we all know, like, sanitation is a basic necessity, like being able to cleanse one's hands and body and, you know, wash, you know, several times a day. Like, we can't go to a store without seeing hand sanitizer and masks and wipes as soon as you enter. So our brothers and sisters are not leaving these prisons and going out and bringing back the virus. This virus is being brought in from the COs and staff who are going in and out of the prison. So how do you feel about that? Like, you're, I hate to use the term sitting duck, but I can't think of anything else, like, at this point, to where, like you said, these guys are not following protocol. They're not looking out for their safety, let alone the safety of the prisoner. So how do you feel about that? Like, about your basic rights to live are being violated.
I definitely feel violated. I feel like, you know, there ain't no care. You know, even though they really don't suppose to come who we is, and we on separate sides of the world, but we have rights, you know what I'm saying? We have rights. I have loved ones in the streets. I love myself still, so, you know, I feel like I'm being attacked. I feel like I'm being, you know, attacked by, you know, the aggressors. You know, they're supposed to control their environments as far as their atmosphere in this prison system and help us survive while they got us incarcerated. But I feel like you said, I feel like a sitting duck, a sitting deer. Well, I feel like all that. You know, so I strive, you know, I work out, I exercise, I try to do everything that's gonna help me fight the virus until I can get some help, you know, clearly from what we're supposed to be getting. You know what I'm saying? So I do everything possible to stay alive in this place. But it's you know, we survive. Like you said, it's surviving. This is a death trap. This is definitely a death trap.
If you look at the staff and the COs who and compare who is trying to file a protocol and who just doesn't seem like they care. Like, what is the percentage of people who are actually who actually look like they are, you know, practicing sanitary procedures?
I'd say 1%. You know, out of 100%, 1%. That's it. That's it. And that's just for the, you know, because they got the protocol, they got to pass out something, or we're going to continue to claim. So whoever helping them pass it out, whether it's an inmate or the officer that's over chemical, that's just 1%. I give you 0.1%. It ain't nothing. They ain't nothing. Everything watered down anyway, so it really ain't nobody. It's 0%. It's just us.
I want to read our post real quick. It says, the Special Litigation Section of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division is conducting an investigation jointly with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern, Middle, and Southern Districts of Georgia. Individuals with relevant information are encouraged to contact the department via this phone number I'm about to give, 844-401-3736, or by email. community.georgia.doc@usdoj.gov. Again, the phone number, 844-401-3736, or by email, community.georgia.doc@usdoj.gov. So, brother, we're going to continue to rally the troops, if you will, to get more support from the outside. As far as the brothers who are there with you, are you all's family and support system, are they being supportive? Have they written to the DOJ? And how can we encourage more people to get involved?
Well, a lot of them involved, you know, opening their minds to what's going on. They got their family. You know, I have tuned them how to, you know, process this issue with their families as well within Europe. So, you know, basically, you know, we continue to have blogs, continue to have these radio stations, continue to get the support of everybody that's going to be involved in this issue. And you know, that's what we really need, because we have no voice in here. The only voice we have is what we on right now. What we on is the only voice right now we get, regardless of what these folks talking about. It's crazy. It's really crazy and insane. And a lot of guys, you know, like I said, they're educated to what's going on, period, because they distracted by, you know, TV, they're distracted by phone, they're distracted by this and this and that. So, you know, they don't even too much want to hear it, you know, today, you know, people that don't know, they look at it as some garbage. They don't know what's going on, they look at it as some garbage. So, you know, I strive to keep it going. I strive. And if they don't listen, you know, that's on them. They'll see. They have to see. Sometimes, you know, people got to see. So if you don't listen to me, or you just don't see what's going on, period. That's on you. Mm-hmm. I just ain't finna lay down. I'm not finna lay down, period. I'm not gonna be able to do that.
Ashe. What we're looking for out of this, and you can tell me, give me your input, is the fact that when this virus first hit, we have a magazine called Bars Beyond Bars, and we put out a publication, like, because it's a crisis within a crisis. We already had issues with the judicial system, over incarceration. We already had those things, right? And then you compile it on top of what's already going on with this coronavirus. We knew that it was going to be bad, and it seemed like initially, like, these attorneys had stepped forward as if they were going to aid and assist, as if they were going to advocate for the prisoners. But it seems like the state and these so-called attorneys took advantage of the fact that they knew that a lot of these brothers were, you know, looking to be paroled anyway, right? And some of them were on their way home and possibly even could have been home over this past 2+ years that we've been dealing with this virus. So we're trying to get more inside and outside support, because to us, it seems as though there needs to be a mass release. Like, we've got people on the outside who have lost family members, who've lost matriarchs and patriarchs in their families, fathers and mothers, just, you know, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives. And right now we really need for our people to be able to come home. And that's one of the things that we want to put on our platform, is to have state by state, like, just do a mass release, like, you know, a lot of our brothers have already served a substantial amount of time, and some of them, you know, were over prosecuted to begin with. So please advise me, like, on how to best advocate for you, so that I can make sure that I'm doing the right type of things by you.
Continue DOG, the Department of Justice, for one. You know, they deeply got these folks under investigation. So just contacting them and daily, you know, checking on what's going on with the prison system in Georgia, you can definitely help by doing that. You know, any type of complaint that I can, you know, bring up and have you, you know, look into it and call this person, call that place or this organization, that'll greatly help as well. Any new information on what's going on out there as far as, you know, helping with the prisoners or what's going on in Georgia prisoners will help as well. Because sometimes we can't log on at times, and, you know, it'd be drastic at times. But anything that can help us, you know, stay strong. You know, I know in June we got to sit down. And, you know, they opened up in June to sit down. Where all the prisoners supposed to sit down. So that's what everybody working on right now. Everybody just sit down come June.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you know, we did one in 2010 as well when, you know, the system got out of hand, when it was just doing the same thing, was understaffed, it was violating our rights and everything. So from working in the kitchen, from working on outside details, from working in paint details, waxing these floors, anything that these people got us doing, from working to going to school going to yard, even eating, even going to child. We ain't gonna eat their food. We're gonna just buy enough food on the store where we can feed everybody. So that's when everybody just sit down. We don't do nothing for these folks because they ain't got enough staff to even cook our food, to clean ourselves, to do none of this. So that's a major thing that's going on right now come June.
Okay, do you have a date yet? Are you doing
no,
it for
ma'am,
tomorrow?
No, ma'am, we're doing it right now, but we looking for the date right now, but everybody just communicating, you know, from prison to prison and trying to put everything together.
Okay, because Juneteenth is in June, too. That would be an excellent day to get additional outside support for something like this. Yeah, because people are watching, and by that, by Juneteenth being a federal holiday now, people will be off on that day. So things won't be moving, you know, as normal, no mail and all that kind of stuff. So it would be a good opportunity to even maybe protest at some of the prisons or at the Department of Justice or at the relative state bureaus.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you keep us posted on exactly what we can do support that in June, and we are there. Again, I want to give out the information for the Special Litigation Section of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, Office of the Northern, Middle, and Southern Districts of Georgia. You can reach out to them at 844-401-3736 or by email community.georgia.doc@usdoj.gov. You also can go online and submit a complaint directly to the Department of Justice, and you can either simply search it in Google to submit a complaint, DOJ, and it'll come right up. You also can reach out to us, signofthetimes19@gmail.com, myself, Syaira@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to send this link. We're also going to continue to share that particular way of filing a complaint, again, on our social media platforms and with the support of our brothers and sisters who are on the inside and the outside. Now, brother, you mentioned that you had filed a complaint with OSHA. What are some of the things that you've had to do that resulted, you know, the reason why you had to file that complaint? And what did they do, if anything?
I first wrote a grievance about the my big issue was with the bleach, everything that can kill and kill germs and bacteria. That's my whole biggest thing. Cause staff got TB, they got scabies, and they got this corona. So you know everything towards that. I put a grievance in. I got the, instead of them, you know, letting the grievance go further than them. They came to me that day with a big old gallon of bleach, which they did it for 2 days. They did it for 2 days only. You know what I'm saying? So I jotted everything down. I took pictures of how they do this and that. It really ain't no help to the fact that, we can do all that we want to, because, they're going to get heads up. Anytime OSHA or artists come, they might call here and give heads up that they're coming. But that's when I always told them when I was on the last blog with the prison rights system. I told them this pop up around here. I don't even tell them folks y'all coming, because they get prepared. Everything be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Then guys, they sway certain inmates with stow bags, or we're going to take y'all out in the yard, this and this and that. A lot of guys go for it, which, I don't mind. I don't blame them because they tokens, So they look at it something like that good. A lot of guys ain't got nothing going on for themselves in here. A lot of guys ain't got what they supposed to want they need. They'll go for the little $5 stow bag, or we'll put you in the kitchen, let you work up there, we'll give you this and this and that. OSHA is a primary target that we can definitely use, because they will show up and they will call and they cannot retaliate. That's a good thing. They tell you on the rules that if the prison try to retaliate or anybody try to retaliate, staff members or whatever, let us know so they can't retaliate against us, period. We just complain about our health, which is not no problem with me. I do it broadcast. It don't make no difference. There ain't no problem with me because I love Earth. I love breathing. I got children. I got a fiance. I got a mother. I got cousins, aunties, and uncles that love me for real. So I'm trying to see this. I'm trying to come home and like the way I came in, healthy. I came healthy, and I'm healthy now. I'm trying to leave healthy. So by all means necessary, I'm productive with this going on.
And you also said that the commissioner and the governor of Georgia, did you say that they were already under investigation, or there's an effort to force them to resign from their position? What's their role and responsibility in this?
They have a major role because, the commissioner, especially the commissioner over the prison system, his job is to keep us safe no matter what. How many prisons, 32-plus prisons in Georgia, so you got to keep us safe through your officers, do inmates, whatever, however, through your policies, your procedures, and your protocols, you got to keep us safe. And by not doing that, by all these murders and all these killings happening, you can't, justify why and the means of why it's happening. Yeah, you might well get, that's a crime on you. You might well become a felon because it's your job to protect us. It's your job to protect me. And the governor, you hired the commissioner, so it's your job, if you vouch for him, you just as guilty as them, and you know what's going on. They'll pay fines before they shut a prison down it, or they try to implement anything, any change in it. So they'd rather pay a fine than try to change it. And some artists go for it, but they've been under investigation for a year and a half to 2 years, and just got charged. They had a court date, so they had an officer, a secret officer, filming everything, letting everybody know what's going on in the courts and all that. They fired her, she had to resign anyway, but they fired her quick. And the guy, a couple of inmates that they testified on, they had to send them home on home devices, tethers and stuff like that, but they still under investigation with the DOJ, and the DOJ is not playing, they pressing that issue. Only thing about, WorldMed, this place, the CCA, they private corporation, so they got lawyers and all that, but the truth can't be taken away from what's going on. It's proof. It's so much proof. Leaks in the roof, everything. When it rain inside here, so it's just crazy. They're under investigation with a lot of things, a lot of people, a lot of organizations. But the main ones is with that Department of Justice and that's Commissioner of the Government. They ain't speaking on it. They was on the news several months ago about it. They tried to plead the fifth about a lot of things. What's going on, but evidence is evidence.
Mm-hmm. We also have an online petition for every state in the United States. We also have one specifically for Georgia on the petition site .com. So we are circulating that as well to do very, very much what we just talked about. doing a mass releasing and getting our brothers and sisters home. On a typical day, are you all, you said that sometimes they'll use going to the yard as a reward system or a payback for doing what they want you all to do. What is a typical 24 hours like since the pandemic?
A lot of TV watching, a lot of working out. You in the dorm. You in the dorm all day. So whoever in the dorm with you, y'all really family because you know each other since morning to night. The next morning to night, that's I'm talking about the same thing. They take us on the yard, but you know they lock us on the yard. They don't leave the doors open. They'll lock us out there, which is a violation. But you know they 2 hours out. It would probably stay 2 hours out. They'll play basketball, work out. But a typical day is just sitting in the dorm, looking at each other, TV. Or, you know, people talk to their families on the kiosk, whatever the phone, the secure phone. You know, it's just, it's nothing. It's unsafe. We don't see no officer. Ain't no officer in no booth. And this certain building, like I'm in, it's supposed to be 4 officers. You know, you got two walking around the door, you're going to door around every 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and you're going to have 2 officers inside the booth that control the doors, all the doors. Ain't nobody. We here by ourselves, so we're really in the building to take care of ourselves, you know, and we got to stay safe by, you know, being humble and meek with each other, you know, because you got organizations here, you got gangs in here, so, you know, a lot of them, you know, get aggressive, you know, but you still got to maintain that. And the best thing, you know, I do is pray. You know, you really got to pray to make it a day. All that medicine and all that, you got to really pray to make it around here and, you know, out there in the free world. But a typical day is just really instinct. It's instinctable. You don't know where it's going to be. Anything can happen.
Yeah, there's a video circulating. It looks like these guys are maybe be walking from one building to another. They are on some sort of walkway or pathway, and they are going at it. It's like 3 or 4 of them. And you would think that as soon as something like that started to pop off that there would be, you know, staff or security there. But these guys went for quite a while, like, and that's just what's going on right now. You said because of shortness of staff and because of the already kind of hostile environment that exists.
Yes, and you know they probably looking themselves. You know, a lot of officers there just sit there and watch it until somebody get really hurt or you know help come or somebody or inmate stop it. But they are not from the run to nobody rescue. Period. Ain't none of that going down. Ain't none of that. They'll let you hurt each other or make the inmates stop it before they even try to, you know, conflict that resolution. I seen that same video and that was crazy. I didn't just allow that to happen and right in front of that building. I've been in that prison before, so I already know how they set up, so it's just crazy. How they just look, they'll really look at you, get stabbed, they really look at you, get beat up on. You know, if you ain't got no type of respect around these prisons or no type of rank, you're sitting up. You're sitting
up. Ashe, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole. No rubbers, going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living. these last days of the way to be. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost tropics and bath, free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path, the villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in, opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding, trips to Paris, I civilize every savage, give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish, political prisoners set free, stress free, no work release, purple M3s and jet skis, feel the wind breeze in West Indies, I lick Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities and reverse things to Willie's, it's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown, I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa,
I rule the world,
imagine that,
I free all
thugs living worried, duck down in car seats, heat mandatory, running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace, these are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state, wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late, flip the ace stack to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer, making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler, cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit, if I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the 245 infinite, it wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies, a B felony, strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck, better find out before your time's out, what the fuck,
if I rule the world,
imagine that,
I free all my
of the Times Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, this is Queen Tahira. Tonight we have Brother Mind State here joining us from the state of Georgia and behind enemy lines. Welcome back, Brother Mind State.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, we talked a little bit about the commissioner and his responsibility. I just want to give out the commissioner's name, the Department of Corrections in the state of Georgia. It's Timothy Ward, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you can go online. You also can file a complaint directly with his office, but their phone number for inmate concerns is area code 404-656-4661. Again, for prisoner concerns, their phone number directly is area code 404-656-4661. And again, you can go online and file an online complaint directly with the commissioner. And they do have a board of corrections that they have to answer to. So feel free to hit them up as well. I mean, they're very reachable. A lot of us have had some downtime, and a lot of us are not working and, you know, more sedentary and at home and not necessarily engaged in what we consider to be normal activity. So there's no reason why we can't reach out to both the commissioner and the board and let them know that we're not satisfied with how our brothers and sisters are being treated. and to actually do something about it. So I want to open back up to you again, Brother Mind State. Where should we go from here?
Continue to sign that petition. That's a big thing right there. Continue to sign that petition, and focus on what's truly happening. I know a lot of people don't have no family members that's incarcerated. Love me enough to complain about me. Love me enough to reach out and do what we need to do to help. Not just me, but the guys I'm around. Because anything, like I said, but affect them and affect me, it affect them. Nothing. It's a chain of command going on. But continue, please listen. Don't ignore no posts. Don't ignore what we got going on. Because this is not just a one-day thing. It's not just going to happen on no Friday. It's going down from here on out. You know, with me, it's going down from here on out. Cause like I said, I got a lot of things I got to handle from here to out there, and I want to breathe again. I want to continue to breathe, so I'm going to try to continue to complain enough to keep my breathing going, because I'd rather not pass away in here. I'd rather not get stuck like this in here. And also, continue to reach out and help us. You know, we're doing posts. You know, we're doing everything. To reach out and get some violation going on around here. So, you know, continue to do what we're doing, Mm-hmm. Share with your friends and families, everything.
That's a very important point that you just made, too, about the fact that even though people may not have a loved one or somebody that they know that's behind the walls, it still affects all of us, because everything's basically related back to politics as well. So that's a very good point that everybody can take an active role in supporting our brothers and sisters behind the walls. I'm looking forward to what's happening in June. And, you know, we've worked with the Free Alabama Movement before and a few other groups to do what we call redistribute the pain, where they boycotted and didn't buy commissary for an entire 90 days. So those kinds of things definitely have an effect. I'm kind of worried, honestly, by the fact that they already don't have enough staff, how can we, not worry so much about you all's safety and being proactive in your own freedom struggle?
Like I said, the best thing, God, for y'all out there is prayer. Continue to pray for us. Continue to know that we need y'all and need y'all support. It's not going to be, sweet doing what we got going on. You got to go through worse issues to see the joy of things out of life, especially this type of life. So, what happened, it happens. You know what I'm saying? But everything is a struggle right now. And I'm willing to go through what the worst, even see better days, around here. I just ask you to continue to support. That's, because It ain't too much. I know we can't do, because there ain't no officers around. Even if they get rid of all these officers, even if they do something, like you said, a mass release need to be happening. I'm looking to see that, because I see a lot of guys going, leaving now. I can see a lot of change around on that type of issue as far as people being released. But a mass release needs to happen. If not, it's going to be dying people going. It's going to be dying inmates every day, all day. Not.
Yeah, and we honestly, we can't afford that. We need y'all home so bad. It's rough out here, and it's like double punishment. With the risk of the virus and being confined, it's a double punishment. So please reach out to the Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern, Middle, and Southern Districts of Georgia. The phone number where they can be reached is 844-401-3736 or by email community.georgia.doc@usdoj.gov. And specifically tonight we're talking to Brother Mindstate from Wheeler Correctional, which is in Alamo, Georgia, but it's bad across the state. If the DOJ got enough pressure to go in and make what they're doing official, an official audit, an official investigation, there are a lot of things that have happened that the community and the public will probably never know about. But they don't just do this unless there's a lot going on. So please, please, as Brother Mindstay said, you know, continue to support whether you have a loved one, family, or a friend behind the walls or not. Again, the Department of Justice, 844-401-3736, by email, community.georgia.doc@usdoj.gov. And if you missed any of that, please reach out to us at Sign of the Times, signothetimes19@gmail.com. You also can give me a call directly at area code 513-913-2691, and we'll be more than happy to help you and connect you with the proper people that are going to get us the type of support and response that we need, because we can't afford for them to come in for 2 or 3 days and then go away and ride off into the sunset as if they've actually made a difference in our brothers and sisters' lives. So I want to quickly yield back to you, Brother Mindstay, for anything that you have to say in closing before we leave tonight on the air.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody that, you know, that participated in what's going on, asking for us to participate. I really truly appreciate it. I truly appreciate it, and I just want everybody to know I'm continue to strive. I'm still struggling. The struggle makes you know, it's powerful. The struggle is powerful. You know, it makes you stay closer to what's real, you know, what's righteous. So I just like to thank everybody for tuning in. I like to thank the Queen for allowing me to tune in and reach out to whomever. And I like to thank God. That's Ashe.
Ashe. Well, you're welcome back anytime. We'll do this as often as we need to and as frequently as we can, even if we have to do something pre-recorded. The thing is to get the message out there and to make sure that your voice is definitely heard. So I want to thank you for all the energy and the time that it took, and even the risk, you know, to be vulnerable to this process, because like you said, it's not easy. And what we're looking at is a real matter of not only health and safety, but life and death. So thank you for joining us. We look forward to the next broadcast here on Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. This is Queen Tahira. I'm signing out for the night, y'all. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Salute.
Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. Crazy lady, living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Sex dance a tango, skip the life and dangle, a certain aunt princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pitch, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas night.
Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps. Because it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the gang. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new spot. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song to beat hate. The place that you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars in the 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-boy, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell. Till one day you was found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold in your body, swung back and forth, but now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?